If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Are you guys drunk? What's going on?
Yes.
It's craziness.
We're celebrating the new study that exercise cancels out booze.
Woohoo!
Really? So jogging while drinking is the way to go?
Well,
like on your treadmill?
It'd be drinking.
A cup holder?
As long as you do enough exercise, everything's
some
okay.
Shots and some Pilates, some, you know, lifting. It's great.
Yeah. Dean, so
Stephanie, I'm crazed.
Listen,
I'm so worried about this election. I'm sorry. It is shortening up my life expectancy.
I know.
I'm not kidding. It really is killing me.
That's why any drinking study is good news for everybody.
Oh, my God. I can't take it.
No, I know. It is. We've talked about, but this double standard in the media is finally driven me completely insane. I mean, it is just... and I was saying, like, already Donald Trump, I knew he's already whining about, like, I don't think there should be any moderators now because we should just, Hillary and I should just sit there and talk. It's like,
oh, I should get the questions in advance.
Right.
The media, it's terrible. It's unreal. And Hillary last night and Anderson Cooper, you may have played it already, which is like, you want my medical records, fine, but Trump is not giving you anything. His letter was a joke from his doctor. What about his tax returns? I've given...
Thank you.
I said 40 years of tax returns. She gave tax returns when she was a child. She's releasing everything from her lemonade stand when she was 7.
Thank you. Dean,
Trump,
somebody was saying it is absolutely true. She is this storyline about her transparency. This is the most transparent candidate that's ever run. You're right. She's given them everything.
What
I mean,
more do they want? I don't get it. And now Trump's going on Dr. Oz on Thursday, which I'm writing an article for the Daily Beast now because it's so laughable. Dr. Oz is a Muslim. So in his time of need, he's going to a Muslim. This is so
He better hurry before he bans them, right?
I know. And Dr. Oz's parents are Muslim immigrants from Turkey. So ironically, they wouldn't even have been allowed in the country. And Dr. Oz would never have been born in... It's some kind of time machine scenario if we had one, if Trump was president. But this is the craziness. We live in a world now where my mouth falls open when I saw a poll today where Trump and Hillary are only 2 points apart on a national level. I know national polls are not as important as battleground states, but it's getting tighter, and I am getting more and more anxious.
You wrote a piece for Mediaite.com, Meet Donald Trump's Basket of Deplorables. I mean, just that alone, the amount of things he's said and the amount of out-and-out avowed racists and all of the other things she talked about that are in his campaign, and he's tried to turn this into, you know, like, oh, this is her, this is the end for her. She's not qualified to be president because she pointed it out, right?
Her problem was, because she said they're racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. She should have said, and some, I assume, are good people.
Right. I should have added his line. Right.
That was the perfect thing. And then, because then the Trump people are like, well, yeah, that's fine, because, you know, he said that about Latinos. This is the double speak. This is the
Dean, the other thing.
Attack the person for calling out your hate, then you're a hater for calling it out.
Right. Yeah, it's, again, another version of I know you are, but what am I? but the other thing is, but she did say that. She did say, I know a lot of them are hardworking people, and blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm saying. And it's just so, here we go again with the media. You said her second mistake, as Clinton has acknowledged, was quantifying the percentage of Trump voters, which, as I've said, I think she kind of lowballed.
Right.
But you say, given Trump's history of racism, sexism, and bigotry, he's clearly 100% deplorable. The Trump campaign has truly been a Walmart of hate. Whatever type you want, he has it. And you go down the
what
list.
You want racism? Aisle 3. You want homophobia? Aisle 7. You know, you hate Muslims? We got a whole bunch of stuff in the back. Come on over.
But you do a great job.
Campaign.
You do a great job documenting all of them, Dean. White supremacists. Boom. You know, neo-Nazis. I mean, and some of the stuff I hadn't even heard. You personally said when you called out Trump's failure to denounce the support of this hate website, Daily Stormer editor penned an article denouncing you as a Muslim terrorist.
This is what they do. Trump is following exactly what the white supremacists, neo-Nazis do, accuse them of hatred, I mean of bigotry or racism. They turn around and accuse you of it. And Trump is literally copying that whole thing. To me, one of the issues that didn't get much press at all, I keep bringing up, is the anti-Semitic attacks on Jewish journalists because they had the audacity to criticize Donald Trump, their Fuhrer, and they got hate mail to the point where there were threats of reporters like Bethany Mandel, who I had on my show. They found out her home address. They're making death threats to her. She had to buy a gun to protect herself. And when Wolf Blitzer, in May, this is not last year,
right,
in May, said to Donald Trump, do you have a message for the anti-Semitic hate being spewed by your supporters. Donald Trump said, and this is his quote, "I don't have a message to the fans."
Yeah.
You don't
wink.
No, that
wink.
Is a message.
Carry on. Carry on. Nicely done.
Great work, guys. You're doing it. Keep it up. You know, we got another few months to go. Not saying, and how the media on some level has ignored him giving a pass to anti-Semites is stunning to me, and says something else about this country, too, because there's a level of anti-Semitism I was oblivious to. I knew there was some. I never knew it was as deep as it runs, and I've seen so much hatred. Anti-Semitic attacks. That's why on Twitter I have the echoes around my name to stand with Jews who are being attacked by Donald Trump supporters. And for some bizarre reason, this is not getting the press it deserves. And,
right, but, and you always, and you say in here in the most egregious ways in terms of, you know, the Holocaust stuff as you say, like out there. Anti-Semitic, the worst stuff you can think of, right?
Right, they were calling up the one reporter and playing Hitler speeches in her voicemail. She's Jewish, to taunt her. They found her home cell phone number and were doing this and sending images of Jews in ovens, Jews who were killed in the Holocaust. To Dana Milbank got this at the Washington Post, Julie Ioffe from GQ, and Bethany Mandel. And there's others, too.
But yeah.
It's unreal that it barely is getting mentioned by our media. I don't understand it.
Right, and the media doesn't. As you go through all of it, anti-LGBT people behind his campaign, anti-Muslim bigots. I hadn't heard Roger Stone called Roland Martin a stupid Negro and a fat Negro.
Yep,
this is
on
one of
Twitter.
His advisors.
Stone, he's not disavowed Roger Stone. He's out there called Herman Cain and a Mendigo and Alan West, who is a jerk, Alan West, but he called him an arrogant know-it-all Negro. This he can't. He's using the N-word in the only way that he thinks he can. Calling black people a Negro in today's day and age is the N-word. There's no doubt about it. And that's Roger Stone, Trump's cheerleader-in-chief. Next to Giuliani, Roger Stone is on everything. Alex Jones, all those networks, culling the alt-right, the anti-Semites, the white supremacists to support Donald Trump. And Trump refuses to denounce Roger Stone.
Dean, you wrote the same thing you end your piece with. If you support Trump, it does not mean you're a bigot. It does mean, however, you're enabling Trump's racism, bigotry, and sexism. That's what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, it means you're okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean,
no free pass. You can't say, oh, you know, Hitler, I like his tax plan. The other
right.
stuff I'm uncomfortable about. No, sorry, you've got a problem.
Right. Yeah. And you also wrote a really thoughtful piece, Dean, on you said 15 years on, Muslims in the Middle East still feel the backlash of 9/11. I mean, obviously, there's so much focus, and rightly so, on what happened in America 15 years ago. But I didn't know this. You were saying before 9/11, you never even visited the Middle East, nor, frankly, did you want to. Over the past 15 years, I've embraced both my Arab heritage and my Muslim faith. Yeah, I mean, and it is interesting that you're right.
I also joined Al-Qaeda for a few months. That was
right,
a whole different...
Right, thanks for sharing that.
Going
yes,
fine.
That's
going to...
Did you get that, Newsbusters? Okay.
That's right. Muslim terrorist on Stephanie Miller's show. No, 9/11 was one of the central defining moments of my life, and that it really changed my life in ways I never expected that day would do that.
But you pointed out every person I communicated with in the Middle East pointed to the same event being the number one tragedy to befall in the Middle East as a result of 9/11, the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And the impact of this war, as they noted, was more than just the hellish death toll of reportedly over 160,000 civilians. This war has unleashed to some degree so many of the grave problems plaguing the region today. And that can't be said enough, Dean.
I know, and I reached out. It was a great cross-section of Arabs who live in the Middle East who are Facebook friends or personal friends. And, you know, each of them coming back, pointing at, I asked them, how was the Arab world affected by 9/11? And Iraq War was every word and said that. And that is where they point to where the birth of ISIS comes from, the Syria horrific, horrific civil war that's mostly ignored in our media is going on for the greater Sunni-Shia divide that's made worse across the region, all because of the Iraq War, all because of the lies of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney that led us to a war we should have never been in.
Which, by the way, there's a piece in Newsweek everybody's got to read about I can't remember now, the number of millions of emails that were lost during the Bush administration or deleted that involved the Iraq War, that involved war crimes, that you know, speaking of things that should be investigated and prosecuted, right?
Things like, you know, there are no weapons of mass destruction, but let's pretend.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, delete that. What are you kidding me?
There's
so many double standards. You know, it's funny.
What does he know?
People were saying double standards for years, and we were sort of like, blah, blah, blah. But there is a double standard, and it's all because of the media is about ratings, and that's it. And we talked about this, I think, but 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I knew the media was going to do what they could and turn on Hillary to close the gap in the election numbers because a blowout football game doesn't get the ratings as a close game does.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they need that. And they're going to do that. And at some point, I know they're going to swing back against Trump because ultimately the media does not want Donald Trump. They're afraid of Donald Trump. They think he's going to be a threat to freedom of press because he said he would be. He loves Putin, who's cracked out on the media. There's no doubt about it. But I think, honestly, in October, we're going to see a swing back against Trump again.
I hope so.
But
I mean, Dean,
not, they're going to deliver Donald Trump as president of the United States of America.
Telling you. And you made another great point in here that I've said, too, that you say some of the United States may not get that people in the Arab world see the hateful words about Muslim, that those like Trump in just about real time, thanks to social media. You say it's clear Trump is already damaging America's image abroad, which is what Hillary said. We already have work to do repairing. He's already done damage just running to America.
I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to, friends in the Arab world, even diplomats who were stationed there, who say they're asked constantly about Trump, and they talk about Trump all the time, and what's happened to America? That's really the question. What has happened to your nation that a man like Donald Trump could be potentially your president? It's shocking, and it's shocking to me that we're this close, where he's only down by a couple of points, leading in some key battleground states, losing in some. And we're better than this as a nation. At least I want to believe that, and I don't want to lose my hope in this country.
I know. And you make a really important point. You know, every person I communicated with made the same point. Many in the Arab world may hate American foreign policy, but they don't hate the American people. And I agree with you. It hurts my heart so much to think that we would send the message to the world that this is who we are.
And
you know,
the exact opposite is happening with Donald Trump. Like, when you talk to people in the Arab world, they will talk about American foreign policy, be it Iraq or Syria or drone strikes, whatever. But Donald Trump doesn't talk about Arab leaders' policies. He talks about Muslims as people. Islam hates us. You know, they cheered on 9/11. It's an attack on a people. We don't see that in the Arab world. The only one doing that in the Arab world is ISIS, where they're saying the West hates us and people in the West hate you. Donald Trump is saying a mirror of what ISIS is saying. And when Hillary says that, she's 100% right. And again, that's not my opinion. It's the opinion of numerous terrorism experts I've had on my show. I'm sure you've talked to him. Same thing. He's helping ISIS recruit. He's a threat on so many levels to our country. It's not a joke. The stakes are so high.
Yep. Absolutely. Dean, great, great stuff as usual. We'll talk to you.
I'm going to go cry now.
Don't you go weep silently.
Okay. All right, I'm going to weep silently.
Don't draw attention to yourself.
Okay.
It's not safe out there.
Nice chatting with you. I need a hug. We need a group hug.
Yes, group hug.
Weekly hug.
Group hug. All right. All right. Love you. Okay, there we go. Everybody, get
by stakes, he does not mean Trump stakes.
No. Get your Jägermeister helmets. It's going to be a long 50-something days.
You're going to need it.
Okay.